She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and happy Saturday. It's Saturday again. Anyway, color of cars. It's safer. The reds are safer. They attract more attention depending on the color, the tone of the red, to policemen. But if you're driving safely within the speed limit and all that, red is your best color. I learned this from Mr. Ferrari way back in 1980. I met him at Newport Beach and I asked him, why is it that every color but red is an option on Ferraris? Red is a standard, but if you wanted white, you gotta pay extra. So he explained it to me. He said they did studies for safety, and the human being will see yellow first, a certain yellow, not any yellow. They will see yellow first, but they will lock their eyes on red. Okay? And that's why he picked red. And he said, you're coming down the highway way past the speed limit. You don't want somebody cutting in front of you. Okay, the people going down the freeway will look in the rearview mirror and see this red thing come flying up behind them, and they won't cut in front of them. But if it was black, silver, brown, they will not see it. So that might not be your favorite color, but it's the safest. A certain red that has to have a little bit of this certain yellow and stuff like that. So, when I had to do my Pantera, I wanted to paint it Ferrari red, naturally. Back in 1980, I found out that Ferrari red was $700 a gallon. Back in 1980, I said, forget it. I'm going to try to make my own. So I went to my friend's paint store, and we started mixing up the reds. And I finally got the color. But you know, the biggest mistake I made was I did not put the formula down. So I cannot make a duplicate color. I tried to get that computer scanner thing that would, you put it on the surface of the paint and it will give you the formula that paint is. Well, this one here, it didn't come out with a formula. So then the paint guy said, you know, that's just like the Ferrari red. You can't use the scanner to find out how to mix it. You got to buy the original mix. So I said, oh man, that was so dumb. I should have written down the formula. Well, here and there, we're here now, so who's on the phone?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dot3 Dean.
Hey, I better get my report in fast so people can go hurry up and buy their gas. They've been waiting to hear this. But Kahala Shell, good news to tell the people about Kahala Shell. I tested all three grades late last night. The 87 measured to be at 87. The mid-grade, which should be 89, was 88. The premium that should have been 92 is 90.
Wow.
So you have to clean it all day. He said, well, I ain't kidding when I say Shell gas is the best gas to buy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I ain't kidding.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't run gasoline, so that's mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
I use ethanol.
Yep.
Oh, thanks for the report, Dean.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Michael from Honolulu.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, George. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a couple of comments. First things first, you know, I'd like to make a comment about the shootings that were in Lafayette, Louisiana, a couple days ago. You know, I think something needs to be done. I think there needs to be the ways to obtain a gun needs to be a little more harder. You know, the person who committed this shooting was apparently was a mental disorder. He had bipolar and a couple other things, and he just brought it from a pawn shop.
Really?
Yes. So I think I'm not saying don't disallow the sale of guns, but I think the way that people get guns needs to be tightened a little bit.
Hmm.
Because you know, thank goodness but luckily only two people died in that shooting. It could have been more.
Okay, what if every person there was allowed to pack a gun?
You're saying that assuming that they're going to use it, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so isn't the movie theater dark? Like, if they're going to shoot it, how do you guarantee that they're going to shoot it at the shooter?
Well,
what if they shoot it at some random person and they die?
Yeah, but the guy sitting right close to him will see it.
Yeah, but would they be able to react fast enough?
I don't know, but it's. I think it's a better. The people have a better chance, you know.
Exactly. I'm not saying don't allow people to carry guns. I'm saying the way people obtain the gun. You got to do a background check. You can't be giving guns to these people who have, you know, mental disorders.
What about if he steals it?
What's that?
What if he stole a gun?
You mean the pawn shop stole the gun?
Yeah.
Or if he stole the gun, boy, that's.
Hmm.
Then why people have guns then if people are going to steal guns then?
Well, the bad guys steal the guns.
Yeah, but,
You know?
You know, I don't know how, but it seems like to me the people that are committing these shootings, they're
cuckoo.
They're somehow buying their guns. I don't think they're stealing it. I think they're legally getting it. So I'm saying that the way people hand out guns, I think needs to be looked at.
Maybe the way they analyze these.
They can't just give them all like potato chips.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not saying don't allow guns. I'm just saying
the doctor got to analyze these crazy guys. The doctor must have knew.
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, too, like here, a lot of states are cutting back right on mental health.
Yeah.
So
like the homeless people.
And like somebody once told me, the only way you can go into the state hospital is if you commit a crime or if you self-commit yourself.
Oh, I see.
So I don't think somebody can say,
I want to go in there.
Well, they can if they voluntarily, but I don't think somebody can I want John Doe to go in here because, you know, he's a danger to society.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just think that
they got to do it better.
There needs to be a way to do background checks on people buying guns, very extensive background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably agree with that. If somebody had a gun, then it wouldn't have been like a massacre, like that one in Colorado. That was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when they shoot back,
it's different.
Yeah, when you're in a movie theater, the last thing you're thinking about is getting shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there eating some popcorn, watching some movies, and that's sad. It's terrible. It's terrible that we hear about this nowadays. And one more thing. They need the government, whoever, the city, whoever made that, I called before, but they have that, they widen the freeway by the Punahou area, going eastbound. So when the people are coming on from, I believe, Pensacola Street, there's no way to merge in. So So a lot of times when I'm driving down there, they're stuck in that right lane.
Mm.
So whoever created that extra lane is actually creating more traffic. Because number one, the lanes are more narrow, and number two, the speed limit decreased.
Okay, on the
about 5 miles.
I checked with DOT. On the regulation of what they call substandard width of the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, this is federal now, they said it is allowed temporary, not permanent.
Yeah, but that was put in about a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah, it's permanent.
Yeah, it is.
That's illegal.
And it's just like, I can tell you about another one in the Kalihi area. And I'm surprised there's not a lot of accidents. When you're going on the freeway, you have to yield. And you know, a lot of guys that are on the freeway, they're not going to let you yield. They're just going to keep going 50 miles per hour. So,
mm-hmm.
Boy, it's getting kind of dicey out there on the freeway.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is, especially with the big trucks.
Because that's right. The lanes are much more narrow, so those trucks are they're towing the line a little bit.
Yeah, they're on the line.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, some of it is even crossing, even with the big tour buses.
Yeah.
So you can't drive next to them.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, I drive a Camry, so I would just go on the lane to the right of them.
Yeah, you can't drive next to them. You either have to go ahead or stay behind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a safety hazard waiting to happen.
Yeah, and like you said, right, George, the government only reacts after people die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, with the crosswalk.
That's right.
You know, they only build it when there's a spike in the number of pedestrian accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's sad.
Yep, it really is. Okay, thanks, George.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Aloha. Okay, so, anyway, the other thing is on brake rotors. If you encounter your rotors warping, and what I'm talking about warping is when you step on the brake, the car vibrates, or your pedal vibrates. That's a warp rotor. Rotors today are manufactured substandard thickness. It's thin, way thinner than the rotors back in the 60s and 70s. So, if you do encounter this problem, do not replace with the same thing. Replace it with drilled rotors. The drilled rotors run cooler and they do not warp as easily. Okay? A lot of people ride the brakes down the poly, down the licky-licky, down the mountain, down hills. Okay? They don't pump the brakes, they ride it. I mean, you must see it when you're coming down the hill, you see guys' tail lights on from the top to the bottom. He don't get off his brake. And he's going to warp the rotor. Guaranteed. So, drilled rotors. Put on drilled rotors. They stop better. They last longer. And you don't have to encounter this warp rotor thing. Okay?
So, if you're going down a hill, you don't press your brakes as much and you downshift.
Right.
Which is better? Because doesn't
downshift.
Downshifting, doesn't that do something to your transmission, though?
No.
It seems like it's like working the heck out of them.
No. What really raises heck with the transmissions today is a low octane gas. You cannot hear them knocking, but if you put a mic on the engine, you'll hear it knocking, and when it's knocking, the trans lets go and slips, so you don't feel the jerking. The computer makes the trans do this. And everybody's remark is, well, my car runs okay with the cheapy low octane. Well, if you read the owner's manual, it says do not run fuel below 92 on the European cars. And on the rest of the cars, it's do not run fuel below 87. So, it's your choice, your car. Who do we have next?
We have next is a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great, and want to send out a congratulations to the Transpac ship, I think it was Celeste, that came in first, and I'll be playing down there at the party this afternoon.
Really?
So, yeah, so you know, they do actually have some events that bring money to Hawaii. Unfortunately, they don't promote it. Like, I tell people, they go, Transpac, what's that? Like, even Wanda thought it was canceled.
Well, there's and, you know, no publicity on it, that's why.
I know, that's a big race. I mean, it's a big deal. But, you know, anyway, and then the other thing on the shooting, what the gentleman was talking about, is that in the case of these shootings, there's one common thread. The shooters generally go to where people don't have guns.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the church. You go to the movie theater. Like the guy in Colorado, if you look it up, he passed five movie theaters to go to the one that declared it was a gun-free theater.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Because in Colorado, they have concealed carry. So if a place doesn't want you to conceal your weapon, they put a sign up saying, you know, don't walk in here with your weapon.
I see.
And you see what I'm, and you know what I'm saying is, the people aren't that crazy. You know, they don't drive up to a military base like the guy did. Where does he shoot at in the military base? Where they're processing people with no weapons.
Mm.
Rarely do they drive up to the police station and start shooting.
Yeah, start shooting at a policeman?
Right.
I don't think so.
No, if they do, they ambush them. But that's what I'm saying. That's what people, I think, get mixed up in this concept about, oh, it's going to be the Wild Wild West. Because what you have to think about is that would be the deterrent for him not to go to the theater to shoot people.
Somebody
might shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side is, you're right. Well, maybe he kills two people before somebody shoots at him.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't hit him, just shooting at him would make him probably leave and react. And he would save lives. And, you know, that's my stance on it.
Or maybe they'll make us go through metal detection before we can enter anywhere.
Well, I tell you what, if they want to lose money, make it like the airport.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like that's what it's headed for.
Well, but I'm saying, if I have to stand through that, the theaters are already losing money to, like, Netflix and everything.
Yeah.
You want to put, like, a two-hour line to get in the movie theater?
Don't think so.
It'll be over. It'll be done.
That's right.
Oh, so anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. That's a good analogy of it. Yeah, because you will not approach a pit bull with teeth. But a pit bull with no teeth, Yeah, you go in and wrestle him. Or a shark with no teeth? Oh, yeah, you swim with him. No problem. But a shark with teeth? I don't think so. Anyway. There's a lot of people today looking for ways to save money on car repairs. And they're buying their own parts and bringing it into the shops and saying they want the shops to install it. Now that is a risky thing to do. Because number one, folks, the shop will not warranty the work. I know a lot of people say, well, how do we know your work is good? You don't. Then go someplace else. But nobody will warranty the work because they did not supply the parts. Okay? And if something goes wrong and the part was defective and you get it back and pay again to have it replaced, the parts store that you bought it from is going to ask all kind of questions about who put it in and whatever and whatever. It's a lot of headache. It's not worth it. Okay? So, if you want to buy your own parts and have the shops put it on for you, it's a big gamble. Because you can stand to lose double. Okay? And a lot of customers also come in and say to the shops, can you check why my car is doing this for free? For free. And the shops are calling me and telling me this all over Hawaii. They're saying, hey, more and more people are coming in. They want free this and free that and free this. One guy told an AC shop, can you fill Freon for me for free? Huh? I don't know. But would they work for free? I don't think so. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And I hope we're on the internet right now so that people on the other islands and stuff can tune in through the website. I know a lot of people have been calling and telling me that they don't get reception on their radio. So go to the internet, go to our website, and you can listen to it live on our website. Okay? The state is pushing for hydrogen fuel. They want green energy. But you know, folks, I don't understand. The state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane of gasoline. The state is pushing for hydrogen. It's common sense, folks. If hydrogen was the fuel to use, don't you think Indy 500, NASCAR, NHRA, IHRA, and everything, Formula One, every race organization would be running hydrogen? Well, why don't they run hydrogen? Number one, because it's not safe. It explodes. You get into an accident, you explode. You want to explode? You want to have hydrogen sitting right under your seat? Huh? No. Brazil, back in 1955, did extensive studies of fuel. They went into electric, hydrogen, you name it. And they found that ethanol was the cheapest way to go and the safest. Because their people in Brazil had no money, like $3,000 to go convert their car to hydrogen. But ethanol, you can just pump it in the car and go.
Yeah, but if the state wants the hydrogen, you know that they're going to shove their way through. It's kind of like the rail, I guess.
Yeah, I know. You're right. They don't research it. Like, they didn't research why ethanol was put in the gas. ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock, folks. It was not used to make green energy. Ethanol was replacing this chemical, MTBE, which is an anti-knock. For those of you old enough to remember, okay? Back in the 60s and the 50s, nobody ran regular, the engine would knock. The regular octane, folks, was 98. Okay? Wasn't 87. Was 98. So if regular back then was knocking, how can you drop it down to the so-called 92? Huh? You have to put in an anti-knock. And that's what they did. But they found that the anti-knock, MTBE, was very, very hazardous to the health. So they had to remove it. And they had to put in something that was safe for the environment. And that was ethanol. A lot of mechanics say the ethanol damages engines and all that. Where's the proof? What is damaging the engines? And you go check with any qualified good engine builders on the mainland, not local, mainland, and ask them if low octane would blow or damage an engine. Definitely. So, it's not the ethanol that's damaging the engine, it's the low octane. How many mechanics know that the octane is low? I want to know. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Ruben from Waipahu.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
I have a couple of questions to ask you, and you please make a comment later on. I have an old school muscle car, and I replaced my tires and my rims and make it look white and all that stuff. But then again, I cannot find the reconstruction place to get a reconstruction permit. And I wonder if I can tell me where I can get a safety check for the time being.
Okay. On the wheels and tires, okay?
Okay.
You are allowed 2 inches taller or 2 inches shorter.
Okay.
And don't need a recon.
Okay.
But if you're more than 2 inches up or down, yes, you do need a reconstruction permit.
Oh, the only thing that changes is the width, but the height is the same.
Then you don't need reconstruction permit.
Oh, okay. I never tried. That's why. And I've been trying to locate the reconstruction place, but I cannot just find it.
No, you don't need it.
Okay. Hopefully, they will not give me a hard time. I will get a safety check.
Yeah. The reconstruction law has been changed, and we changed that. We helped change that and made it more friendly to the people.
Okay.
But that reconstruction thing, also, I think the representatives, the state, should do away with reconstruction because it's not required on the other islands, only on Oahu.
Whoa. Yeah, I heard that before, George.
It's wrong.
And
so in other words, you're allowed to carry a gun on you on the other islands, but on Oahu, you cannot carry a gun.
Well, I guess you got to move to the Maui or something. I don't know.
You know, it's messed up. Just because we're on islands, they make it difficult. But in California, they don't have different regulations for different counties. It's all the same.
Oh, well, the only thing that really changed mine is just wider tires, and it doesn't even stick out of the car, you know what I mean?
If it doesn't stick out of the car, then you don't need a reconstruction permit.
Okay, George, thanks a lot for that information. One last thing, George.
What's that?
What do you think about Donald Trump?
I love him.
Yeah, but can he win, though? That's the question.
Not the thing of winning. He has the right thinking.
Yeah, but can he win, though? Can he move up? That's my question.
If the people had common sense and brains, yes. Like those people in Kauai that said when he disqualified McCain as a hero.
Okay? Yeah.
He was right, you know.
Yeah,
because if you look it up in the dictionary, what is a hero? A hero is not somebody in prison.
Yeah, that's true, but the thinking of the people is different, you know what I mean?
A hero is somebody who saves lives, saves people, or helps people.
Yeah.
Like Audie Murphy. When he was in the military in combat, he had his troops retreat, and he stayed on the burning tank and fired at the enemies. That's why he was a hero.
Yeah, that's right, George.
He saved his troops. That is a hero. Not because you go to prison, you're a hero. No.
Yeah, but there are people that are not informed very well. They don't. All they hear is what they know is what they hear.
Well, if everybody is happy with the government the way it is, then they shouldn't vote for Donald Trump. But if they're not happy with what's happening in the country, then Donald Trump is the answer.
That's true, George.
He didn't become a billionaire being stupid.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And there's nobody that's going to dong him money and say, hey, fix this up. No. Because he's a billionaire. He's just going to look at them like, no, it's all right. No, you can't pay me off. I'm going to do it the right way. Look at all the politicians that we've been having. You think they're not being paid off for somebody?
I know they are, but...
Oh, yeah.
Even the people involved in the rail, I know they're getting something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know.
It's all about money.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Anyway, that's why I like Donald Trump.
All right, George. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the help, George.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled enviroclean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Good, George. Thank you. I want to get right into this because as a Marine, non-active, and I'm not going to say former because once a Marine,
always a Marine.
United States Marine. And, George, I don't know about the rest of the branches of service, but what I went through and how I was trained is there is the only hero is a dead hero. Hero doesn't exist in any of the vocabulary of anyone that's a United States Marine. You have a job, you have a mission, you do it. Period.
That's your job.
That's right. And this hero stuff, I don't know. So thank you for letting me say that. But George, I called up my House representative yesterday, even though they're not in session, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I wanted to find out, so what are you guys going to do since you're not going to have ethanol in the gas? And George, bear with me if you know this already, because I think you might. I found out that they're not going to do anything. They're not taking ethanol out of the gas. And you were right, and I was wrong, because I said I thought it was a federal guideline.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a federal law that you will have blended ethanol in your fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mr. Ige, I have trouble calling him governor, but he is a governor. Oh, thanks, George. Apparently, you know, his weasel, you know, advisor, you know, quota attorneys, you know, made it real clear to him, oh, excuse me, you know, you can't let these guys do away with that law. And so I guess so they're just going to let it ride, George.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, nothing's changing. You'll still get your up to.
Well, why did they waste the time on something like that?
So they're going to just sweep it under the rug?
Yep.
Oh, what else is new in this town, right?
Yep, sweep it under the rug.
So I'll leave it at that, George.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, sir.
Aloha. So, anyway, like I said, folks, ethanol was not put in the gas to start a new industry, to turn it green, to turn it whatever. It was an anti-knock. And by the way, just for your information, ever since 2006, when it was mandated to be put in the gas, there was never a time that I tested the fuel and it was 10% ethanol. Never, ever. The closest they ever came to 10% ethanol was 8%. Just a few times at 8, but majority of the times it was down to around 6 or 4. 4 to 6%. Some oil companies even only 2%. And it's legal because the sticker says up to 10%. But the gasoline that I got to test from the mainland is all exactly 10%. How is that? But anyway, the ethanol does not damage anything, does not eat up rubber hoses and all that. Because if it did, then you wouldn't be able to drink vodka. Number one, vodka is 40% ethanol. If ethanol damages engines, damages whatever, you won't be able to drink it. Talk to a surgeon. When they do surgery, they use ethanol. Why? Because you can drink it. It's not poisonous. So if it's not poisonous and doesn't eat up on rubber and corrode metal and all that, you can drink it. But anything that corrodes metal, deteriorates rubber,
you won't be able to drink it. It's common sense. But I guess common sense passed away in the 70s. So, anyway. AAA put out that thing on YouTube about this lady, Laureen Fix, that said ethanol is no good. Ethanol damages everything. Yeah, it doesn't. Okay? And like she said, a lot of manufacturers will void your warranty if you use ethanol in your car. Well, I just opened a new Mercedes gas cap, and it's okay to use ethanol. What's up with that? It's in black and white on the gas cap. So, go figure. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. If you need to clean things up in your engine compartment, on your carpet, and wherever, get some Degreaser 2000 from Crested Cleaning Center. That is an excellent cleaner, folks. Really strong, really good. And it's not acidy. It does not eat up on things. It's really good. Okay? Not recommended to wash your dog or your cat with, but it's excellent. Good for cleaning floors, upholsteries, carpets, clothes, whatever. Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center. And Crestec also carries that fantastic Royal Purple Oil with the HPS, the High Performance Street Oil, that has high metal protector. Okay? So, that oil from Royal Purple is good as we test it, for 15,000 miles between oil changes. So you do save, okay? Another thing that I recommend people doing is changing the air filter. The next time you have your car serviced, change the air filter to KNN, the letter K and the letter N. It's a special air filter, good for the life of your car, good for 1 million miles, guaranteed. And it'll increase your airflow, give you better gas mileage.
You know, talking about air filter, is there such a thing as a cabin air filter?
There is a cabin air filter with the AC. That should be changed. A lot of people don't change it. And you got to see how dirty it is. I mean, it looks like bottom of a dumpster. A lot of people, when they get to look at their cabin air filter, they want to throw up. That's what they're breathing. They don't change it.
So where's that cabin air filter? Is it in the air ducts or air vents?
Yeah, it's in the AC vents. Highly recommended. You change it every year. Every year, okay? Because it's better for the health. And while you're at it, pick up that disinfectant spray from Crested Cleaning Center and disinfect your AC system at least every 6 months. The way you do it is you turn your AC on high, close the windows, but make sure you have a spare key, because your car is going to be running and you're going to shut the doors with the AC going. Okay? And some cars lock automatically.
Some cars don't lock at all if the air is going, engine's running.
Okay, but some do. And anyway, you turn it on high, you have your hood open, and right in front of the windshield, there's a little plastic grill for the AC. Spray it with that disinfectant spray from Crested Cleaning Center. It'll disinfect the entire vehicle, and you will not get sick. You're carrying around the virus in there and driving around. You're not going to be well. So disinfect that. I recommend at least every 6 months. Okay? You do it for, maybe 5 to 10 seconds, and just keep it running for a while, and then turn it off, open the windows, air it out. don't just jump in and drive off. Okay, that disinfectant spray is excellent. Go visit Crestec Cleaning Center. He has a lot of good stuff. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
You know that there's that car, Tesla or something?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, I didn't know this, but somebody told me that most of that car is robotically made.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's an electric car. I don't recommend electric cars because of EMF. High EMF. EMF is high cancer.
But that car can run gas or electric, on gas or electricity, right?
No. The Tesla is all electric.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are going to electric cars and killing themselves. Electricity is not clean, folks. Electricity has high EMF, electronic magnetic field, and that is cancerous. The people who live out in the country, away from all that kind of stuff, is much healthier. Is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, so I know this is not automotive, but a lot of seniors are talking to me about this, and I feel for them. It's the property tax. A lot of seniors that live in condominiums, that where the maintenance fee is going sky high, and the property tax is going sky high. I know of three seniors that have moved, sold their homes. One was living in Palolo, have sold their homes and moved to Oregon. And they email me all the time and telling me that Oregon is a much better place to live. There's no property tax to seniors. Oregon takes care of the seniors. Hawaii chops them all up and drills them for every penny they can get. That's wrong. That is so wrong. Need to take care of the seniors. Need to take care of the children. But
well, you know, the state is short of money, so that's the only way they can get more money.
Well, that's not the only way. See, if, and that's the biggest word, if they knew how to make money, then they wouldn't have to raise taxes. Number one way that would make a lot of money is a Waikiki Grand Prix race, like they have at Long Beach. Okay, that's one. Another one is doing something with Sand Island, like, you know, having a big world-class motor speedway built there, leased out to guys like NASCAR or NHRA or somebody like that who's going to lease the property. You know, find ways to make money, not tax the people. If you had a restaurant, okay, and you need more money and you raise the price of your food, are you going to have more people coming in? No. That's why stores and restaurants have sale, to bring more people in. Well, I don't know. This is all upside down. Okay, who's next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. Yeah, I gotta agree with you about the state, you know, helping out the senior citizens, and you know, that they pay high amounts of property tax, and like you mentioned earlier on your show, that when businesses open up shop here in the state, it's always the state always tells these businesses what can you do for us, not what can we do for you, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, this is the only state that does that.
Yeah, and you know, Hawaii is too self-reliant on tourism. What's going to happen when tourism takes a dip downwards?
It will.
Then what's going to happen?
It will, you know, because yeah, they're making Hawaii more and more ugly.
Yeah, right, with all these condos in Kaka'ako
and windmills.
You know, these mainland people, they come to Hawaii to escape the hustle and bustle, right, from wherever they come from.
Yeah.
Right, they want to experience the island lifestyle, so to say.
Yep.
And one more thing, you know, if the state wants to make more money, I really think that they should tax local businesses who outsource their jobs. What do I mean by that? Okay, I've called a local restaurant, I don't want to say what restaurant, and I've called a local telecommunications company. And you know who I'm talking to on the phone? It's the operator. And you think that operator is from here?
Nope.
I was shocked, George. The operator is from a country in Southeast Asia. This is a local restaurant, and I was so flabbergasted.
Yep.
And you know why they do that?
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too expensive to do business in Hawaii, so they have to, you know, hire.
That's right.
Outsource the jobs to Southeast Asia.
And the government, the politicians want more money, but they're shutting down businesses from the rail.
Oh yeah, you talk about the Flamingo, and
yeah,
there's another restaurant along the Kamehameha Highway by Blaisdell Park, I think, that also shut down.
There goes your taxpayer.
But yeah, I think if the government wants more money, I think they should tax these businesses a little more who outsource their jobs, because you know, local people, they want to work.
Yep.
You know, hey, if they got to work two jobs to make ends meet, yeah, they'll do it. But I think it's part of it is the businesses that are outsourcing their jobs to
foreign countries. The state needs to find and be more progressive and you know, find ways to make money.
Well, George, if you look at the way Hawaii has voted for the presidency and the way that we vote for the governor, it has been a one-party state since statehood, and I don't know when and if that's going to change. Because I can almost guarantee in 2016, I know what party the voters are going to vote for, and it starts with it's going to be the Democratic Party. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And the sad thing is that, in fact, I know somebody who has a lot of ideas, but he don't vote, because he's thinking, even if I vote, nothing's going to change. The same people get in there. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks for the call. Okay, folks, that's it. We got to go. So take care of each other, drive carefully, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.